Item number seven is an application for zoning agreement amendment. You can get a coffee. Item number seven is a zoning agreement amendment for south side of Bishop Grannan Boulevard, west of De La Seigneurie Boulevard, under file ZAA 11 of 2011.
Okay, next I believe I have Heather Sarna, Peter Kaufman, and Kathy Wright, I think, all as the applicant. Okay, so we're here to deal with one item, and that's the hours of operation here. We don't need to get into, unless, Councillor, you wanted to get a whole presentation on the site and what's proposed here.
Yeah, if you can let me know where exactly on the site you propose to have this 7-Eleven.
Go ahead. You got to do it from up there at the. Do we call this? Do you call this an outlet?
This is Bishop Grannan, and this is the De La Seigneurie, and the 7-Eleven is proposed to be right on De La Seigneurie. Currently, this portion of the property is the MAA lands.
Right.
Okay. So it's right at the very end. So the condominium development across the street is here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a row of residential
here. Right, okay.
Okay, and the rest of the property is conceptual right now, showing a community center for this property here, for Salvation Army. They're showing interest in this property currently.
Okay.
And we're showing up to 11,000 square foot CRU unit here.
For the sake of the folks that don't do this regularly, can you explain what CRU means?
Yes, it's commercial retail unit.
Right.
And then on the property on Bishop Grannan, what we're showing is the possibility of development having a 15,000 square foot commercial unit, as well as a strip commercial unit as well here. And that's, we're only showing this to show the, this is the percentage of possible property build on the square footage of property that we have. So this was to give an idea in our open house that we gave to the neighborhood to show this is as much build as you would expect on that portion of property. But at this point in time, there is no interest in that property.
But the only thing, that's good information, it provides a good context, but the only thing in front of us now is the hours of operation, the zoning agreement amendment, the hours of operation.
That's correct.
Good.
So Heather Sarn and Associates has applied for an amendment to the existing zoning agreement to allow operation of permitted uses between the hours of 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. for the C2 commercially zoned property on the southwest corner of Bishop Grannan and De La Seigneurie. The consultant and development group hosted an open house for the neighbors to have a come-and-go type of forum for the purpose of reviewing the proposed development plans for the commercial site. Our focus for the open house was on the concept for the overall development, which we just presented, and to review the interest in the development that was expressed by 7-Eleven and for a retail outlet. I'm sorry, 7-Eleven for a retail outlet and the Salvation Army for a community center. We estimate that approximately 70 to 75 of our neighbors were in attendance over the course of a two-hour open house. Representatives of 7-Eleven were also in attendance and answered questions that the neighbors presented. When talking with the neighbors, the consultants and development group clarified that the zoning amendment application was not asking for permission to allow 7-Eleven and the proposed community center. The property is already properly zoned C2 commercial community, and both 7-Eleven and the community center are already permitted uses. We were simply requesting that the current time restriction be removed from the existing zoning agreement. This would be consistent with other properties that are zoned commercial C2 at this time. Restrictions are not a condition of the current C2 zoning bylaw, especially in the confluence of a collector street and a regional street. Subsequent to our open house, a petition was arranged by the neighbors and they secured 53 signatures of support for the zoning agreement amendment application. And Peter has the file that he can present to you. We would like to stress that this infill development is consistent with the new R. Winnipeg development mandate for several reasons. The additional hours of operation that we are requesting are going to provide a sense of security due to the additional eyes on the street. As well, 7-Eleven has a good neighbor plan crime deterrence program. We are also providing needed amenities to an unserviced area of town, and it's all within walking distance of their residences. We can already picture folks returning home after a long day at work, getting off the bus, and stopping by and picking up a few provisions for the evening. Right now, there are no developments to easily service this portion of the community. Consistent with our Winnipeg, this development will create employment opportunities for the corridor area that will allow people to live and work in the same neighborhood. That's good for the environment and the overall community.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. So based on your open house, how do you think it went?
I think that a lot of the questions specifically asked at the open house were more in relation to in regards to 7-Eleven and the permitted use for 7-Eleven. I think there was not as much approval for 7-Eleven going into that premises, even though it's a permitted use under C2 zoning. So I think that they felt that if, you know, we don't allow the hours, then 7-Eleven won't come here and we won't have 7-Eleven as a store in the community.
Okay, last question, and it's been a long evening, so I'll just cut to the chase. 7-Eleven is permitted to be installed here as long as you, to be constructed and operating here, as long as it shuts down between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. So my question
currently
to you is why not just shut down between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. and you wouldn't have to be here?
Order, order. Yeah. Look, folks, we're going to get through this process tonight, and we're going to talk about it in with the information that we need to get. Outbursts like that are not appropriate here. They're against the rules here. So I need to remind you once and finally, I hope, that we're going to ask and give everybody the opportunity to talk and put their information on the table. So let's be respectful of the process. Thank you.
Perhaps I could answer that question.
Sure.
Peter Kaufman, 150 Beckinsale.
Welcome, former
Thank
city
you.
Councilor.
Thank you. In the grocery business, as you know and as I know,
you know it more than me,
you need to have so many customers a day buying so much per hour to make the place work. The average 7-Eleven does between $2 and $3 million a year, roughly $1.5 million for them to construct their store, and they operate 24 hours a day in most of their stores. And they have three staff on most of the time, and sometimes only two in the wee hours. But they have a very good record in North America. They have 7,500 stores in Canada and the United States, and they have over 28,000 worldwide. And this would be a corporate store. It's not some guy that owns a store that makes his own policies. They have a very stringent policy about how much cash is left in the store, and they have television cameras so that, or not television cameras, but cameras so that people are filmed, and they have very few robberies. And the stores that they've had in Winnipeg that had problems, they've closed them. So the big thing that you're asking is why they need 24 hours. They need 24 hours so they can make a viable enterprise of this location. We've tried as the developer, for the developer, to get Extra Foods, Canada Safeway, Sobeys, IGA, all of the players have been asked, Co-op, they've all been asked to come here, and they're all looking at Sage Creek over there and St. Anne's Road there and Firmore up here and saying, hey, you guys don't have enough to offer. Because when grocery stores open, they work on how much are we going to do in the area and how much is going to leak away. This is a convenience store. This is strictly for the days like when I came home last night from a trip. You stop in and you pick up some milk and some cream and maybe a dozen eggs for the morning. That kind of use. And interestingly enough, in an area like Island Lakes where there isn't anything to walk to except for one store, which is about a kilometer away, and that doesn't make it that convenient. So they're going to live on the convenience aspect, and that's why they need to be open 24 hours, just like the other 40 stores that they have in Winnipeg are now open 24 hours. Hope I answered the question.
Yeah, you did. Very, very thoroughly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are all my questions. I just want to maybe listen to the residents.
Okay. I don't have any questions at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want the petition?
Sure. Mark will grab that from you.
I got that too.
Okay, I've got nobody else here registered in support. Is there anybody else here in support who has not registered and wishes to speak? No? Okay, I'll start going through the names. You can come down and speak if you wish to. I don't know if there's a spokesperson for the group. If there is one, just let me know your name and I'll call you first. Lori, come on down and maybe you can present for the group and then I'll go through all the names after. If anybody else wants to add anything, they can come down. Lori, just when you get down here, if you can state your name. Is it Lori or Gloria?
Gloria.
And Gloria, did you submit this petition to City Hall?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Gloria, just remind you that we're here on the time issue,
yes.
Not on all the other...
I'll be brief.
No, don't have to be brief, but make sure you get all your points in. We don't mean to rush you, just that we hear a lot of the same arguments over and over again. So.
Okay. I live at 25 Peril Blatt Drive, Unit 25, and I'm speaking in opposition to the amendment on behalf of a delegation of residents from Island Lakes. I want to start by making some, reading some excerpts, not excerpts, from drawing from Mr. Kostick's, the Urban Planning Division. He states in his report that residents have to travel a significant distance of 2 kilometers as a crow flies for services. 2 kilometers is hardly a significant distance. A convenience store already operates in Island Lakes at the corner of Bishop Grandin and Island Shore Boulevard and currently fills the needs of the community without staying open 24 hours a day. 7-Eleven is neither a pharmacy nor a medical facility. So we will still have to travel the 2 kilometers. And this is not a significant distance when traveling by car. And between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m., all your traveling will be done by car, not by foot. Parents have voiced their concerns over extending operating hours and that it creates a hangout for their children. The convenience store and gas bar at the corner of Bishop Grandin and Island Shore Boulevard found that by staying open even until 11 p.m., it drew an unwanted element of the population to loiter, litter, and by their presence, caused the store owners to be fearful for their safety. Consequently, they decided to close an hour earlier at 10 p.m. The City Planning Department also states in their report to you that 24-hour services or more public surveillance can help reduce the likelihood of criminal acts. But contrary to that report, late night hours did in fact contribute to an unsafe environment in the C3 commercial area of Bonin Lakes, as well as to the other businesses and homes nearby. 403 residents of Bonin Lakes who signed our petition strongly oppose the recommendation for approval of this amendment. We do not feel that we are being deprived of daily services by the absence of 24-hour operation on this site. Residents from all corners of Bonin Lakes, not just those in close proximity to this site, have signed our petition. And contrary to Mr. Koscheck's report, they obviously do not consider a hardship to travel those 2 kilometers to the nearest shopping area. We feel that it is presumptuous of the Planning Department to give a recommendation based on some vague theory regarding crime and 24-hour service.
Okay, Gloria, we're getting into sort of the attack on the Planning Department.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just reading from their report.
Yeah, but
if the report wasn't online.
Gloria?
Okay.
Terms like presumptuous are not what we're here to do. We're here to listen.
Okay. We are not the first Winnipeg neighborhood. I'll just have to back up. Most crimes are committed at night, and when they occur during broad daylight, it actually makes the news. Currently, there is no crime at this corner, and we are hoping to keep it that way. We are not the first Winnipeg neighborhood to oppose a developer's plan for a 24-hour convenience store. And I'm now quoting from CanStar Community News. In June of 2001, after meeting with 20 residents, Pioneer Petroleum withdrew its application for a zoning agreement amendment to operate a 24-hour Esso gas station and convenience store in Charleswood at the corner of Roblin Boulevard and Pepperloaf Crescent. Pioneer Representative Bob Breed stated, "I realize that this application is a no-win situation for everyone, and we don't want to have an adversarial environment on this site." The councillor of that area called the hearing a demonstration of democracy and that the convenience store will still contribute to revitalizing empty stretches of businesses along Roblin. At this time, we respectfully request that the committee oppose this amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And any questions?
No, I think it was a very clear presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Next on my list, I have Louise Johnson. Oh, Louise and Brian. Sorry, Brian. There's a big gap between the names here. Again, just to remind folks, we don't need to hear the same arguments over and over again, so hopefully we're getting new information as people come down. Go ahead, Louise.
Thank you. Good evening, Councillor Sondell and Councillor Vandal. My name is Louise Johnston. I am a school trustee for Luriel School Division. I am here to speak against the zoning agreement amendment. And while the Luriel School Division would welcome appropriate development within the zoning, we are very much opposed to the 24-hour aspect. I have listened to parents in this community, and they have clearly shared their concerns of the negative influence of a 24-hour convenience/strip mall. The primary concerns for students is traffic, 24-hour access, and I believe it was referred to as hangout, and health. Luriel School Division has already shared its concerns on traffic in the area. While we do realize that the zoning is an amendment request to allow opening between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m., The increased traffic, if this is rezoned, will continue and cause more problems with our current traffic concerns. The next point that we would like to make is that Lurie School Division, through consultation with parents and the province, has adopted a strong nutrition in schools policy, which promotes healthy nutritional practices and only allows foods and beverages in schools in accordance to the Manitoba Schools Nutrition Handbook. Typically, convenience stores do not promote healthy options, and the influence of this type of store open 24 hours in this community does not support this healthy initiative. The mission of Lurie School Division is to foster safe and inviting and inclusive learning environments and to develop responsible global citizens through respectful partnerships between home, school, and community. We trust that you will support us and continue to help us make this community as safe and promoting healthy choices. So we oppose the 24-hour aspect of this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just a couple of things, and I know that you'd rather that we don't repeat. So earlier in the proponent's presentation, Councillor Vandala asked the question about the justification for the need to stay open between the hours of 1 and 7. And I believe that the response provided was why the vendor needed the facility to be open between the hours of 1 and 7, but had nothing to do with why the community might need such a convenience. The concept of having a convenience store within walking distance might appeal to some, maybe within regular working hours, but as far as between the hours of 1 and 7, that seems pretty unlikely. We agree that there are definitely people living in the community who work shift work, but those people would likely be driving when they go by there. And if they're driving already, then the idea of something saving them money and in the environment is kind of moot. And if they're driving already, we already have a 24-hour Shoppers Drug Mart located only 3.5 kilometers from the proposed site, which offers the same or probably more grocery capacity as well as prescription and non-prescription drugs. That's about all I had to add. Everything else has been said before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Louise.
Good. Next on my list I have Margaret Adams. Did you wish to come down, Margaret?
Good evening. Okay. My name's Margaret Adams, and I live at 24-25 Pear O'Blatt. And I'm just going to read a few thoughts that my husband and I had on this. In 1997, my husband and I came to live in this quiet residential area known as Island Lakes. We live in the condominium complex, where many of the condo's windows look onto the land under discussion today. We can see the increase in traffic to that area since the big box-like store known as Home Run Sports was built on the corner of Bishop Grandin and De La Signerie. We know that with an increase in stores or businesses, we will see an increase in traffic again, but we are hopeful that they will close at a reasonable time. A 7-Eleven store that would remain open all night would not only attract undesirable elements to the area, but would affect the quality of life of all of us living in that area. Mr. Kaufman has said he doesn't believe the presence of a 7-Eleven store would bring many additional cars to the area. So why, I would have to ask, would 7-Eleven be interested in building there if that is the case? He also states it would be a positive addition to the neighbourhood. But how is that possible when we know that that is not the opinion of the Island Lakes community?
Just remind you, we're here to talk about the hours of operation, not the 7-Eleven. Like, that's already a permitted use on there. It's just the hours of operation piece. I don't mean to take you off your notes, but that's what we're trying to get information on here.
Okay, well, I will leave most of it out then that relates to that, but I will just finish up by saying I don't know who thought we could possibly need the two complexes of stores and businesses within one block. But as it has happened, we beg you to think of the quality of life of the people surrounding this area and the lives when you make your decision today. My husband and I respectfully request that the committee oppose this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Next, I have Margaret Circus. Circus? Just here in opposition. Thank you, Margaret. Willie or Wiley and Patricia McAdam in opposition. Thank you. Todd Hollinger. Todd, you wish to speak? You'll give us something new, I'm sure.
I'll give a different slant on things. I'm Todd Hollinger, 123 Waterfront Road. I've lived in the Island Lakes for almost half my life, and I've never really needed to get up at 2 in the morning to get a hoagie. Okay, on the...
I've gone there, though, for aspirin for my child.
That's, I don't have any kids. So. On the Internet, public domain, 7-Eleven has a site criteria for walk-up stores. There's demographics. They suggest minimum 8,000 plus or minus residents workers per square mile. Island Lakes, according to the City of Winnipeg statistics.
Todd, I just want to remind you what I said to Margaret before. We're here talking about the hours of operation. 7-Eleven could already go there. It's just the hours of operation piece that we're dealing with.
But I want to incorporate the traffic that they require and at least two of the three following activity generators.
Okay.
So that's my opposition.
We're here about the time. We understand, you know, you can argue the business plan, all those things, but that's not what we're here about.
But I thought that was important to how it would operate 24 hours.
Okay, I'm not going to spend all that arguing with you. Let's get it on the table.
Thank you. I'm done.
That's it?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about the site criteria and the demographics and the generators and the characteristics that would initiate a 24-hour operation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Ida and Amy Savoy?
I'm here to oppose.
Oppose? Thank you. Guy and Anita Cloutier?
Oppose.
Thank you. Tony and Maria, it's either Bugali or Buzali?
Yeah, we
oppose. Oppose? Thank you. Heather and Al Alexandra? Okay, thank you. Careful. I'll give us your name and address, please. I don't know if I pronounced your last name right here.
My name is Albert Alexandrick. Live at 121 Surfside. I've lived there for 21 years. My wife and I moved there because it was a nice, quiet neighborhood, good place to bring up our kids. All the other things have been brought to light. Two things that I'm opposed to, that it being late, open late, is when you're coming home from the bar, where are you going to stop for a hoagie and where are you going to speed up? Right up Boulevard de Senior, right? There's a lot of people who have just invested a lot of money in a nice new home on Boulevard de Senior. And I'm only two houses off, and so I get ready to hear some screaming tires in the summer. It brings some liquor into that, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you get more of them. Quick calculation, excuse me, I'm a little hyper here. Quick calculation says if Mr. Kaufman's numbers are right, you need $3 million a year to operate a 7-Eleven. Doing a quick calculation, I don't know how much money you spend at a 7-Eleven, but if you go $20 per visit, that's 150,000 visits. That's a lot of jars, whether that's day or night, and how many are they going to be between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m.? And you're telling me these other people are in here opposing an extra 7 or 8 homes, an extra 60 apartments, and we're talking 150,000 people? That's all I have to say, and I really do appreciate your consideration on our behalf, because I am very opposed to this.
Thank you
very much.
That's a lot of hoagies.
Next, I have Eugene and Barbara Kloon.
I'm strongly opposed.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to take a shot at this. I don't know if I can read it. Norman Lofgren?
Lofgren.
Norman, you can say your name when you come down, please.
My name is Norman Lofgren. I live at 2725 Parablanc.
Thank you.
My front window would look right across the street at whatever goes in there, so be it 7-Eleven or whatever it may be. When we moved here, we all understood that this was commercial property and that commercial things would go in. What we didn't understand is that there is a possibility of 24 hours. There was suggestion made tonight that it's a convenience to the community, that the community really needs this, and because it's within walking distance. The other thing I heard tonight was that people coming home from work would stop in there on their way home. Well, people coming home from work on the night shift are highly unlikely they're walking. So, you know, so if they're driving, there's other stores in the area that they could drive to. I don't think we can oppose anything that's commercial. That's the way life is. But I really question whether we need in our community that's always been quiet and safe, whether we need a 24-hour, and why there has to be stores open and I have to look out my front window at businesses open from 1 in the morning till 7 in the morning. Now, there is another issue, and I apologize, I'm not picking on 7-Eleven, because I, quite frankly, if 7-Eleven came in and want to stay open from 1, close from 1 till 7, but it won't only be that. There will be perhaps a pizza parlor and there'll be more businesses, because it won't only be the one store that will be allowed to be open, if I understand that correctly. If we approve these hours, it will be all the buildings on the property will be able to stay open. So how many of them will there be, and how many lights and cars and traffic will there be during the evening? So my a lot different than what I came here to say, my request to you is that we keep what was put in place, I believe, 2 years ago, the hours of forced closing between 1 and 7 in the morning were put in about 2 years ago to protect the surrounding neighborhood. And I see very little that has changed in the surrounding neighborhood. And so I don't know why now, after a mere 2 years, we want to change and not protect them anymore. Thank you very much.
Just a quick comment.
Oh, sorry, Norman, can you come
Norman?
Back, please?
I just want to make sure I heard you properly. So if 7-Eleven were to go there, construct their store there, and if they were to shut down at 1 a.m., you wouldn't have a problem with that?
No, because whether it's 7-Eleven or it's Max or it's an ordinary convenience store of no name, they're all allowed to go there at this point, provided they close from 1 till 7 in the morning. And that's what I believe most of the people are opposed to.
Okay.
Not the fact that we're going to get a convenience store, but the fact that they're going to be open at those hours of the night and we see no reason for it to be there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Norman.
Thank you.
Next, I have Bertram Ribeiro.
I am opposed.
Thank you, Bertram. Next, Robin Rice.
I am opposed.
Thank you, Robin. Next, Connie McAdam.
I oppose.
Thank you. Next, Stanley Eagleton.
Oppose.
Thank you. Next, Janet Lofgren.
Oppose.
Thank you. Margaret Lima.
Oppose.
Thank you. Robert and Betty Gunning.
Vehemently opposed.
Vehemently. Okay, thank you. Stephen or Stefan Edwards?
Positive.
Are you going to speak? ahead. Is it Stephen?
Stephen Edwards, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Address, please.
Yes. I live at 144 Boulevard de la Seigneurie, and I've been there since 1993. And I'm also, I represent the Canadian Union of Public Employees, the workers who work at the Louis Riel School Division. So I represent, I would say, over 900 employees who have raised concerns regarding the opening of a 7-Eleven store, and particularly within the 1-7, because we have concerns in terms of the elements that it brings, also the volume of traffic, and also the safety concerns. We know that when there's a 7-Eleven store, even that time of the night, and you have people sometimes, there's an increase of litter also within the adjacent areas because people do travel, maybe walking from the store. And one of the things that we are always proud in this Luria and on Boulevard de Seigneurie that has been a very clean street, we also noticed in the last couple of years the increase in the traffic, which increase of volume. There are times that you see the speed traps on there. And my fear is that should a 7-Eleven store be open, there's a probability of the risk, the safety risk to me, not only for people's safety, but also our property taxes will go down. Although currently, the price will go up because we're paying extremely high property taxes. We also have I represent a lot of healthcare workers who live in this area. And to me, I don't see how opening the stores between 1 and 7, the value of that is worth it. So I'm hoping that on behalf of all those employees who I work with, and also for our neighborhood, that we keep it the way it is right now and refrain from allowing 7-Eleven to open between 1 or 7, not only 7-Eleven, but any other store. Because my fear is that even if we allow 1 to start now, when will it stop? So we have to make sure that this doesn't happen. I appreciate the time you get speaking before you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, I have Tom and Carol Gallipo. Opposed. Thank you. Lauren Remillard. Lauren, opposed. Oh, I guess she must have left. Next, Nadine LeCourc. Just looking for new information, I remind folks.
My name is Nadine LeCourc, and I live at 166 Desjardins, and I've been a resident for 16 years. And the only thing that I want to put into the record is that this, like they mentioned, this has been attempted before by the MMM Group Limited. It's file ZAA-7-2009, and they tried to amend the zoning agreement at that time for the purpose of a 24-hour operation. They did not have a confirmed business at the time, but it was a proposed change that they wanted to attract potential businesses. There is a report
was
given.
Was I the counselor then?
You were a counselor then.
I was?
Yes, you were. And this is the report. You're listed.
What was the DAS
in? Pardon me?
What was the name of the application, the number in the application?
December 7, 2009.
No, but the number, you said it was DAS.
It's file ZAA.
ZAA.
7-2009.
That was approved.
ZAA request B. This is in the final report. I'm summarizing it, but this is quote, it is generally felt that the existing parameters for our operations are more than fair and that are well in excess of what the two existing businesses currently require. The Manitoba Medical Facility operates, we believe, in accordance with standards, 8 to 5 p.m. business hours. Home Run Sports may stay open until 10 weeknights. The only uses that generally provide 24-hour services are deemed to be potentially suitable tenants at this location, and it lists the pharmacies and the emergency vehicles and such. So they recommend that the Clause 8 can be marginally amended in order to make provisions for possible future drug mart outlets and protection emergency services. But They basically felt, it says it generally felt that the existing parameters for our operations, which were from closing between 1 and 7 a.m., are more than fair. So this is what was agreed upon when Councillor Dan Vandel was sitting where he is now in 2009. So I just want to put that in the record, that there's nothing changed, and I don't see how anything new has come to light that should make this be approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadine. Thank you. Next, I have Pat and Joy Garlick. Opposed? Thank you. Next, I have Janice Sheffield. Opposed? Thank you, Janice. Next, Raphael and Rebecca Lung, Young. Opposed? Thank you. Okay.
Good evening. My name is Raphael Leung. We live in the 107 Waterfront Road. I come here to strongly oppose the 24-hour operations. I'm not here to oppose the opening of the 7-Eleven, okay? I do have some questions about this. Gloria did bring in about over 450 petition opposition about this proposal, and the developer also bring in about 60 petition, okay? My question is, I hope my name is not on the developer list, because I tell you why. When I go to the open house, we are asked to sign on a piece of paper. That time, we took it as an attendance sheet. I hope he's not using, they are not using that sheet as approving this proposal. If you can see my name, stroke out my name, please. Okay. 1 to 7 operation closed between 1 to 7 o'clock. A lot of grocery store right now, they use the odd hour to stock the shelving. Okay, they are welcome to keep the employee from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning to stock the shelving, but not to open for business. One more thing is, the developer also present they need to open longer hours to make this business viable. So obviously they expect there's going to be a lot of traffic between 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock, which I think the community had a really concern about the operation between 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I also want to comment on the 60-plus signature to collect. We have over 450 concerned residents. We all live very close proximity of the development. Like my house is a stone flow from the development. I'm on 107 Waterfront. It's right behind the property, okay? But if they're getting some signature from people out of the catchment, 2 miles away or 2 kilometers away, I think we should take that into consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, I have Samir Ahad Zaba. Opposed? Thank you, Samir. Next, Dean and Rosemary Ratfelder. You want to speak? Okay. By the way, the Jets are winning 2-0 for anybody who's interested.
Yeah. Okay, back on track.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I think just my point about the meeting being late, I understand that it is late and you guys had a lot of people talking for a long time, but I just want to say that the passion that our community has, Mr. Vandel, you would have seen at the meeting last Monday at the Island Lakes Association meeting, and I know you weren't there, but I think that we're kind of getting a little rushed along and we also are tired, but you need to respect the amount of effort.
Rosemary, just to be very clear,
yeah.
we understand the arguments. We don't mean to offend mm-hmm. you when we say that. We just we know how long it takes to get the information. And
okay, anyways, the only point that I have,
always look for new
other than Norman's point about opening the door to other businesses, which is what our main concern is our property value of our house. Our house is right next to the previous speaker's at 103 Waterfront Road. And also, in regards to what's been in the news lately about liquor being sold in convenience-type stores, I think that's my new point, that if it's open from 1 to 7, that would really concern that there'd be graffiti, violence in and around my house. And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I just have one comment. Mm-hmm. I wasn't at that meeting. It's not because I didn't want to go, because I knew that
I wasn't sure of the reason.
Mr. Kaufman was going to make a presentation to the residents, and I was, based on the advice, legal advice I got from the city, they discouraged me from attending so that I hear all the information in this forum here tonight, because it's important that I enter this public meeting with an open mind and listen to all the arguments. So that's why I wasn't there.
I just wanted you to know the passion of the neighbors and how everyone's gotten together. It's very impressive.
I hope that was conveyed at the meeting, because
I think it could have been conveyed a lot clearer.
Okay, because I did let the mm-hmm. Resident Association know why I wasn't there.
I think everyone just wanted you there regardless.
Sure.
Thank you.
I wasn't watching the Jet game.
I might have been. Okay, next on my list I have Colleen McRae, is it? Opposed? Thank you, Colleen. Okay, that's everybody I have here in opposition. I have some folks listed here for information. Before I call them, I just want to make sure there's nobody else here in opposition who wanted to be registered or speak and hasn't filled out one of these forms. No? Okay, next I have Matt Maruka. For information, Matt, did you want to?
Good evening. My name is Matt Maruka. I'm general counsel for Doctors Manitoba, formerly known as the Manitoba Medical Association. I'm here on behalf of our 20 staff members and approximately 3,000 members. We are the exclusive bargaining agent for physicians in this province. Our new building is just south of the proposed commercial development. And first and foremost, I want to explain why we're here for information only. We're not residents, per se, so we didn't feel it was appropriate to inject ourselves into this debate. We're not for or against. We're here only to say, address 2 points. First and foremost, as people who are in the area, generally speaking, 9 to 5 every day, we're consumers, and we will be consumers of the new development, regardless of what it will be. So we look forward to working with Mr. Kaufman and his colleagues to address any concerns that we may have with respect to the development itself. Secondly, we do have a concern with respect to the specific proposal on the table tonight. To be open from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. is our issue. While we have certainly experienced that this neighborhood is very quiet, very peaceful, and we have enjoyed being a part of the neighborhood, we do have concerns. Over the approximately 3 years that we've been there, we, on numerous occasions, although not a great deal, but on numerous occasions, find that our property has been subjected to vandalism, various destruction. One instance, in fact, there were children who were climbing our hydro poles onto the roof of our building to the extent that hydro said, this needs to be replaced and guarded immediately, otherwise you're going to risk serious damage to not only your property but to the kids that were climbing. Numerous occasions we find beer bottles smashed in our parking lot in the morning. Numerous occasions neighbors from who knows where literally break the locks that we have on our dumpsters to use it.
Matt, we're getting a little bit off topic now. We want to just the time.
Here's my point, Mr. Swindell. I think common sense would tell you that the greater the hours of operation are surrounding the building and the greater the traffic, would those instances increase or decrease? In our submission, they would increase, and that's an issue for us. What are we going to encounter when we arrive in the office in the morning? what additional cost is that going to have for us as an organization? Those things need to be taken into account as part of any planning that you guys do. These are the things that, as residents, as non-residents, it's probably a voice that's not considered, but as the people who are literally footsteps away from this proposed property, while we appreciate the development, we cannot support something that's open from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. In addition, those companies that would be allowed to function during that time as well, you could foresee a lounge moving in there. And obviously, we were all young once, and as much as I like 7-Eleven, it's definitely a magnet for younger people at unorthodox hours. And obviously, as a business that needs to maintain a certain level of professionalism and aesthetically and commercially, we need to know that when we arrive in the morning with our members to have meetings or generally as staff people, that the property is clean and in good shape and not subject to graffiti, vandalism, or any type of other unsafe activity at or near the property.
Okay, thank you. We get that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, for information, I have Shelley Magnifico. Shelley? Okay, thank you, Shelley. Next, also for information, Lindsay Wilson. Good, Lindsay? Okay, thank you. I have nobody else registered to speak on this. Is there anybody here who hasn't registered, who wasn't given an opportunity? No? Okay, thank you. I will call the applicant back for rebuttal, Mr. Kaufman and Ms. Sarna and Ms. Wright. Peter, you've heard the representations here?
I have.
Looks like I got my work cut out for me. Of course, the issue here tonight was supposed to be, can a store open between 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock on this property? That was the issue. But that's not what we heard. We heard that a whole bunch of people are against a certain type of company coming to this site. This site is a small site. It's 2.2 acres of available land, plus 1 acre that is under contract and possibly will be sold to the Salvation Army for a small church. So what we got left is about 100,000 square feet of land on which we can build approximately 30,000 square feet of buildings with enough parking for 205 parking spots. And ideally, in an ideal world, we would have, and I hope you don't mind me, because I'm going to be talking about some of the things that were talked about and rebutting. In an ideal world, what we'd have is a nice little grocery store of about 3,000 or 4,000 square feet that would open probably at 8 in the morning and close at 9 at night. And then beside that, we might have a little bakery and a greengrocer and perhaps a fish store and a little local deli or a restaurant. That would be the ideal world, the thing that you would hope for. Maybe a few seats outside so that people could sit outside in the summertime and drink their coffee. But in today's world, where the Walmarts and the Targets moving in, and the Costcos, even the Safeways and the Sobeys, and the IGAs are having a tough time. They've become the convenience stores. So every neighborhood, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, deserves to have some services in their neighborhood. And the many should not be allowed to dictate to the few that, not in my backyard, I don't want you. Because there are some people in every neighborhood that need services close by. They have to rely on their, and I'm one of those children that helped my mom.
You're going to be asked to leave if you don't keep it down. You will be escorted out of the building.
Okay, Peter, carry on. Let's have some order here. Just get the information on the table.
There is a single mother on Parole Bay with two kids. She's looking forward to having a 7-Eleven close by so she can walk with her children to the store and pick up an ice cream or a Slurpee in the summertime. She's looking forward to that. This is a collector street. De La Seigneurie is a collector street. It's a double-wide street, and it sits on a regional street. If there ever was a site that was zoned properly, it was this one, Zone C2. And yes, it would be nice that you could get those big stores. And probably a 24-hour Shoppers Drug Mart would have a much greater impact on this neighborhood than any small 7-Eleven. And sure, there's, the fellow said, hundreds of thousands of people in a year. But that's 20 people an hour. That's 500 people a day. That's what you're talking about. And 20 people an hour is 15 or 20 cars that come in an hour. And most of those cars are not coming off Bishop Brandon where they're going 80 or 85 kilometers an hour. They're people that are coming into the neighborhood and stopping on their way home. This is an issue where we have a site that is Zone C2. It's on a collector street. It's on a regional street. And it needs to have a small development on it to make it go. And it's zoned properly. And I'm asking you to support the recommendation of the district planner and allow this operation to go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Any questions, Peter? Dan?
No, I think this issue is fairly straightforward.
Okay, yeah. You can stand down.
No questions.
Dan?
Okay, I'll move the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I will move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.